you know, there was lots and lots of free kicks given in the last 15 minutes or so. I think I felt the officials were a little bit influenced by the home fans, but it was free kick upon free kick, and you know, obviously we'd do the same when you're in those situations. You just chuck the ball into the penalty box as often as you can, and you only need one to drop down to a blue shirt, and we could have had a few problems. But you know, everyone, there was always a red shirt on the end of it, always a red shirt in the way. Walshy was back to his very best today. I thought him and Dean Leacock, particularly in the second half when they had a lot more work to do, defended very well, and they used the ball very well in the first half when they had a lot of the football. Obviously, Peter changed it at half-time. He put somebody on Keith Keane, which kind of nullified him receiving the ball that much. It made it a lot more difficult for Keith in the second half. And it was a much more difficult second half than the first half. We were well in control and really should have come in at least two goals ahead at half-time. But we only managed to get the one goal through Guion. And they scored an exceptionally good goal from a corner. And we found ourselves at the end of the game sort of hanging on, but hard-working, really strong defensive performance from everybody. Everyone worked exceptionally hard, and we managed to get a point.
First half display in an attacking sense, was that the best you've played, you know, in an offensive sense this season? Because it was very open and enterprising.
Yeah, away from home, certainly that's the best we've played, I think, for 45 minutes. I think the shape of the team, they complemented each other, our players. But then obviously when Peter made the change, it forced us to be a little bit more direct, you know, and one or two of our players started to possibly change a little bit in the way that we were playing. The fact that Keith couldn't get the ball as often then really puts more of an onus on Josh and Connor to get involved and to get the football, because Keith certainly was marked out of the game in the second half. We've done that ourselves. We did it with Ian McDonald last season when Wolves came to us. You know, we put Josh Simpson on him and stopped him from getting the ball. And Keith Keane was really behind everything good that we did in the first half. And obviously, when Peter did something about that, it didn't make us as offensive as it should have been. But that's when you expect other people to step forward. And it ended up being a bit of a slog. Not too much football play from either team in the second half. And we had to keep our nerve on one or two occasions. But, you know, Jamie Ashdown hasn't had a great deal to do in our goal. Hasn't had too many saves to make. He's made their goalkeeper made a couple of worldies in the first half. Just before half-time, he made two brilliant saves from... one particular brilliant save from Joe Walsh's header. And, you know, obviously Jimmy Smith had the opportunity in the last couple of minutes. I think he hit Bobson. Bobson got in the way, which could have won us the game, which should have won us the game. But, you know, all in all, we'll reflect on it as a good point.